Oh, hi Dana, how are you doing today? Not too bad. I called up last week and asked if I could have some of my medical records with you guys sent through to my GP. And because it was back in 2020, I would advise that it would be easier to get my GP to do that. And the GP has said that it takes them 6 to 8 weeks alone just to process a request. And without those letters, I can't get Centrelink and I just got fired. So I've called up to absolutely beg, like, is there a way, I don't understand why, I'm just like, anyone can't just print off those letters and just like post them to me or fax them or email them or anything somehow? Yes. Yep, done all that. Jessica, I didn't do it with you guys because the person on the phone that I called here said, oh, because it's from so long ago, it'll just be easier to get to your new doctor to get the letter from your old doctor. Yeah. Yeah, so my doctor of 10 years, everyone at the practice there that I've ever seen in 10 years has left. So I've had to go to a new doctor and she won't sign my medical form without those letters that are at the other practice. And the other practice said it'll take 6 to 8 weeks to send it. To the new GP. Yes. And so I've called up to beg to be like, is there any possible way it can just get forwarded to me or... Yeah. So the letter that Dr. Devadula wrote in July 2020 and October 2020 to my GP, Dr. Mark Berry. Would? No, because the person on the phone told me not to. She said it's going to be too much of a hassle. Do it through your doctor. But I don't understand what could be more of a hassle than 6 to 8 weeks. Well, I know, but when I did call and speak to whoever it was there, she said to me, oh, it's going to be a real hassle for us because it was from so long ago. Can you just go to your GP and get them to do it instead? Yes, that's correct. No. I spoke to someone there and they said, look, it's from 2020. Just get get the letter from your old GP to your new GP instead because it'll take too long and it's too much of a hassle for us to bring up records from that long ago. But now... old GP is saying, well, it's going to take us 6 to 8 weeks to send it to your new GP. January 26th, 1988. Correct. Yep. Oh, okay. Make sure you put your pants in the wash. Guys, stop yelling. Mummy's on the phone. Yeah. No, they won't be, because remember I said to you, the person on the phone told me it's just too much of a hassle for your practice to do that, because it's from so long ago. Oh, no. With the old GP. With the old GP. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I do have it written down because I couldn't believe the process of it. I was like, oh my God, I just need a letter printed out and handed to me. It was on Thursday. Yep. Yeah. 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 Yep. And it won't take that long. Yes. And because it's from 2020, it's not, like, it's all just sitting there in my file, right? Like, you, yep, so you theoretically could just open it and press print, right? Yeah, but theoretically, practically, like, you can. So it technically is there, good to go. So once all those forms are done, there's nothing stopping anyone from just pressing email forward print. Yes. Go to Narnia for it or anything. It's right there in the software. No one has to go to Narnia for it. Like, it's right there in the software, technically available. Yep. 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 Yeah, but not like 6 to 8 weeks worth. Okay. Yep. Cool. Yep. Okay, all right, sweet. Okay, I'm going to call them and, yeah, see if we can have better luck with getting it off you guys instead of the old GP. All right, thank you so much for your help. Okay, bye.